Welcome to Questions About Heaven, a podcast about giving Bible answers to our questions about the afterlife with God. Each week, we seek to answer real-life questions with biblical answers about the life beyond this world. Now, here's your host, Brad Zockel.
And a wonderful day to you. No, I promise I won't have any April Fool's jokes. It is April 1st, and I'm going to just get right into our study here after a few announcements. Welcome, welcome. This is the Questions About Heaven podcast, and my name's Brad Zockel with the Heaven Tour Ministry. It's been a wonderful year so far. It's just amazing. It just seems like we've just stepped over the threshold into the year, into the springtime here. I'm here in the barn studio with both the barn doors open, looking out on a beautiful, beautiful countryside here. Right across the road, our neighbors have been making a horse arena. They're going to now be boarding horses, and so that's a wonderful view from our front porch. We have a wraparound front porch here in upcountry South Carolina, and so as we're looking at this weather, and I believe where my friends are here, if you're in the North American region here, I know we have some international friends that listen as well, but I think you're also very happy that we're getting some decent weather, if you want to call it that. So weather we can enjoy and just be able to open up the windows and not worry about the freezing weather. So it might come back, but right now we'll enjoy the respite. It's been wonderful. Back on the road here, I will be heading out to Alabama, heading to Hamilton, Alabama. And it's possible I will be speaking at Tremont, Mississippi, right before the Tremont's right across the state line from Hamilton. But on Sunday, this coming Sunday, which is April 7th, I will be in Hamilton, Alabama, and I will be at a venue collected. The collection of Christian folks there have gone together, pulled together in a wonderful sacrificial way to make the Heaven is Home one-day conference possible. We're going to meet on First Street in Hamilton, Alabama at 2 o'clock this coming Sunday, April 7th, at the Molly, M-O-L-L-Y. It is a beautiful venue. Yeah, I saw some pictures of it. It is a wedding venue, obviously, in there. Banquet hall, oh, just so nice. And I'm very honored to be invited back for a second year to our dear friends in Hamilton, Alabama. So if you'd like to join us here, there's obviously no cost whatsoever. Come and join us. Miss Christie is our organizer, and boy, I can't tell you how much I appreciate her and all of our friends who volunteer their time to organize these gatherings here. So it's this Sunday in Hamilton, Alabama. The next Sunday, our ministry, the Heaven Tour Ministry, has taken upon himself. We're going to experiment here and there. We're going to rent the meeting room in Mount Airy, North Carolina, on April 14th at 10 in the morning, and then on through the noontime, we're going to have a question and answer session along with our Heaven is Home conference, and that's going to start at 10 in the morning at the Holiday Inn Express business room. We rented out the business room there and trying to see what the interest would be in the North Carolina area around Mount Airy. And so I have Mr. Dennis is one of our volunteer organizers there, and is calling for you to enjoy us. If you will RSVP me, the address for me is brad@theheaventour.com. If you will RSVP me, and then I have your name down, my brother Brent has made some wonderful gifts. Brent with Zockel Pottery has made some wonderful gifts, and that RSVP, so we know how much donuts and coffee, and then later on pizza in the afternoon. So we just want to get a head count. And so if you would let us know as a thank you for that, and again, there's no cost. If you would let us know that, brad@theheaventour.com, I have your name down, and we have a nice little gift for you from Zockel Pottery, my brother's nationally known pottery, just his wonderful business there. And then at the end of the month, I'll be in Grand Junction, Colorado. And another one of our organizers, Miss Amy, has arranged for me to fly in on Saturday, and I will be speaking twice, both to the college and career age on Saturday the 27th, and then to an assembly in the afternoon in Grand Junction, Colorado. I'll give you the more specific details on the venue there, but flying into the airport there and going right across town, and we're going to have a wonderful time there. I believe the specific place is Whitewater, Colorado, which is right near Grand Junction. Well, I want to thank you so much for your help. A number of people have asked, how is the car fund going? Our car really indeed is having a rough time. It's at 243,000 and a handful of miles here. And the Honda CR-V is kind of getting a wear and tear is starting to show. I'm taking it in tomorrow to have an overhaul so I can head on down to Alabama and then, you know, continue on to North Carolina. But we're about at, just under 50% on our fundraising for the car. We're looking for possibly another CR-V if possible. And we need to get $12,500. And right now we're at, the last time I checked, it was $6,614. And so thank you so very much for your giving. We are a 501c3, and our sister mission group, good friends of ours, called Acorn Global Advance. They do a wonderful work in helping people in the different ministries around the world. Maybe a missionary, they would need some sort of transportation, a bus transportation, or maybe a well to be dug in their city. And they would put up projects on the acornglobal.org website, Acorn, A-C-O-R-N. And director, Dr. Rick Cross, heads that up. And so he called me and he says, I hear you're trying to get some transportation. I said, yeah, Rick, just a lower mileage car, not a new one. And he says, well, why don't we take that project while you keep moving on in your ministry? So that's what's happened. And so the response has been very, very encouraging. And if you wish to donate, they are a 501c3 as well as we are. And so if you go over to acornglobal.org and click at the top where it says projects and then scroll down, you'll see our transportation project. And so thank you. Any gift, you'll receive receipts and our thanks on that. We are looking today at a couple of things in regards to when we talk about heaven, when we talk about the joy of the Lord, and like the Bible says, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God. Well, that word, how great, what manner, this is the word potipos, and it's an expression of just wonder. What in the world is coming on? You'll think about this. This is amazing. This is a parallel phrase of expression of wonder when you look in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 27, whenever Jesus stills the seas. And the call between the disciples is, what manner of man is this? What do we just see here? Or we think whenever the disciples are talking to Jesus about the temple, what manner of building is this? Look at this. Can anybody imagine? I'm being told that was the tallest building of the world at the time. You know, and then it tells us also, we know that Luke chapter 7 and verse 29, a Pharisee says, if he knew what kind of a woman he was talking to, Jesus wouldn't be so kind. What kind of a woman is that? She is beyond our description of being so evil and outside. It takes you on an expression of beyond comprehension. She is so evil. All of these superlative expressions take us back to the wonder of heaven. And when we look at this, we see it's just amazing. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, that eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. The Spirit will reveal these things to us, the next verse says, and it's as much as we could handle. So it's beyond our imagination. I can't describe heaven to you. Obviously, you know, when we talk about this, I can give you some ideas, some principled ideas, which are stunning enough. But for me to give you a conjecture or speculate on this or that, that's not fair, and I won't do it. I give you all of these things, and the Bible gives us enough for us to be able to enjoy. I mean, you know, you don't have to go very much further to understand when the Bible tells us that Jeremiah chapter 24, verses 6 and 7, the Lord says, I'll give them the heart to know me that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart. The wonder of our relationship being restored. The Bible will tell us, you know, I have loved you with an everlasting love in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 3, and I'll remember their sins no more, verse 34 says. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 38, they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Oh, there's so many things here that we can enjoy and we can just contemplate on. Which brings me to what we're talking about today in a few minutes we have together. Okay, because of that, how should we be right now? Pie-in-the-sky type people, or just looking ahead, as is accused of us many times. All you do is you just think ahead and you don't have any practical expression. How do we live? Francis Schaeffer, the biblical apologist of times past, a philosopher, in Christianity, he was well known, the Labrie, different houses that are across the world that are just actually magnificent. I'll share some more in future podcasts about the Labrie. But Francis Schaeffer said, he wrote a book, How Then Shall We Live? And that's a good question. If we are these believers and looking to the hope of Jesus Christ, what should we do? Well, the first thing that I would say to you is we need to be practical, all right? Now, I'm sitting here just about ready to do a presentation on another social medium, and I'm wearing a sauna suit, my top, to show an illustration here. The sauna suits is what we wore in high school wrestling and college wrestling to make weight, quote-unquote, make weight. And what they are is you can buy them at a fairly easy price over at a local store, a sporting goods store. You put it on just the sweatshirt type thing, but it is in a vinyl. And what it does is just kind of keeps all the heat within your body as you're working out, and your sweating will be profuse. And indeed, some of us could lose 5 pounds easily in one. Well, this is when I was in high school. Well, why am I wearing it now? I'm 64 years old. Because when I had encountered two bouts of COVID, one of the reactions, as you know, I have to exercise virtually no less than 5 times a week because my heart rate goes down so low. At one point, it went down to 39. And so exercise is essential for me. But also, with that, I have picked up something very odd. I can't really sweat that well. I used to absolutely pour sweat in college and beyond. I mean, it would just drip off me in working out. And after the second bout of COVID, I found that I'm not sweating. And so in order for me to force sweat, I will go down to the local workout whenever I'm exercising, and I will wear this to force sweat. You have to do what you have to do. The doctor said you've got to be able to make sure that your heart rate will go above 100 in a workout as much as possible, so I'll go down fine. See, I can talk all about, well, you know, this would be important for me to do, or, you know, I see what you're talking about and having to sweat, and who knows, maybe we can make it one way or the other. No, you do what you have to do. You take the baseline. Brad, you have to get your heart rate up. Brad, you have to sweat. All right, that's simple. I wouldn't have to go into any other detail or any long 50-cent names of a particular disease that I suffer from and all. No, we just do these things. And so when we take a look, what does the Bible say? We're talking about heaven. Do we sit and have a couch potato existence on us? Oh, that's really nice to know. Make me feel good. No, what we do is we act on this. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Remember this? We just talked about this. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Now, right now, we don't know, verse 2 says. We don't know exactly what our existence will be like in heaven, but we do know this. We shall see Jesus as he is, and we shall be like him. Now, listen to the next verse, verse 3. And everybody who has this hope purifies himself just as he, Jesus, is pure. So what's it saying right now? We can hope on that, we can rejoice on that, we can wonder on that, but we can also act on that today. Because somebody else says, what does this do for you? It purifies us. We're told this specifically, James chapter 4 and verse 8, purify your hearts, double-minded. Look, do you want the world or do you want heaven? If you're aiming for heaven, well then let's act like it. You're confusing people that want to know the road, just as if whenever I was traveling across the country one time, a fella kept saying, well, you could go down this way to the east in order to get to that city. This is before GPS. Or, you know, well, there's a route that goes over here, and you can actually go west and then head south. And so he's telling me two different directions. And I was basically like, brother, it's just a need to know. Just get me to the location. Well, I had to go down the road and ask somebody else because I was getting a double talk all the way around. Doesn't this happen sometimes at churches? when a pastor says, okay, we're concluding, well, I just have a few more minutes to say something, and he goes on for about 15 more minutes. And I do know I went to a men's retreat one time, and a newly saved man sitting there, and the fellow stood up and said, well, we're just going to take 5 minutes, and we've got a couple men here that are going to, three men that are going to go ahead, and they're going to give their testimonies. Well, I knew immediately I've never met an American male who is going to give his Christian testimony, three of them, even one, in less than 5 minutes. In a setting, that's going to be, and I'm not saying that's bad, but this man stood up in front of all of us, about 80 men here, a professional man, and said, well, we're just going to take about 5 minutes to have three men. Well, I knew this isn't going to happen. Well, after 25 minutes, the new Christian turned to me, and other ones could hear, because we're sitting on a hillside, we're outside. He said, in my former faith, whenever the leader said 10 minutes, Brad, it was 10 minutes. If he said 7 minutes, and we'll be moving to another room, seven. What is this? I don't get this. And I said, you're absolutely right, Jeff. This was a lie, and I apologize to this. You know, we're not being honest with these things. We want to be clear and precise with everything we say and we do, because what happened was Jeff was getting confused. But you're talking about honesty under Jesus Christ, and I've just come to the faith, and that was obviously a lie. Yeah, it's an example. Are we going to be clear to those that are not of the faith, and also to edify those that are of the faith? James 4:18. Look, if you're going to be the world, then you're double-minded, okay? If you're going to be following heaven, then purify your hearts. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22. Love one another fervently with a pure heart, a single-minded heart, all right? That's what it's intimating, okay? And remember Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. You think on these things, so many times on a different social media, things come across which would pull me to the world, or something would come across my news feed which would be blasphemous, or there would be some sort of an offensive word. And those things start getting into my mind, and I have to pray and move those away and tell whatever the algorithm is, this is not what I want. To move these things away, I want to think on things that are pure, that are lovely. This is what we should do. How should we live? Well, the first thing that I tell you here is just what it says in 1 John 3:1-3. And everybody that has this hope purifies himself just as he is pure. Have you thought about making yourself pure? What's your language like? Okay. What about if somebody sees where your car is parked in your leisure time? Are you at a place and somebody says, I don't get this. Wait a minute. Even I wouldn't go there, all right? That happened some years back in another state, and somebody came back to the assembly and said, well, look, I don't even go there, and that's a person at your church, all right? And so they're confused. What about what you're seeing? If somebody else took your phone or they had the history of your laptop, and you took it in to get repaired, and the repairman comes back and goes, what have you been looking at? And you're supposed to be a Christian? All right, so what's going on here? What we do is we purify ourselves. And if there is a difficulty from a past life of getting back into things, the language, the looking, things like that, that's when you need an accountability partner within your church, within your assembly. May we be people of the way, as they were originally called prior to the Acts 10 account of being called Christians, people of the way. If people say, you are the way that I can find Jesus, would there be any roadblocks that would confuse them? Think about that. I've got to get going here. Got to get ready to teach the class. Thank you so much. God bless you, friends. Think about this. We're going to continue our talk on Revelation, the Revelation edition, Revelation chapter 20 in our next podcast. God bless you. Take care. And Lord willing, we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Questions About Heaven with Brad Zockel. The Heaven Tour Ministry is traveling across the country and speaking on the Bible truths about our eternal home with God. You can find out more about our ministry by visiting our website at www.theheaventour.com. If you'd like to partner with us, receive our newsletter, or donate to our ministry, please go to our website at theheaventour.com. Look for the Heaven Tour Ministry on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you, and God bless you greatly.